wasn't just pretty. Maddie shoved her way between an overweight Latina who never had a chance and a white girl who was stupid amounts of hot. As the first agent, the older man with a coy smile, came down the row, all the girls cheered and jostled each other, competing for his attention. For a second, the whole thing turned her stomach. He walked by without even a look in her direction, instead picking a tall Asian girl a dozen feet closer to the entrance. She fumed on the inside but kept her smile, lifting her chin and trying to project confidence. The next one walked by, and then the third, both picking other girls to go in with him. "Come on, girl, don't give up." The fourth agent looked every bit the part, tall, wearing a sleek dress and cradling a small dog in her purse as she walked down the line. Her crystal blue eyes scanned the crowd and, for a second, locked on to Maddie's. Then they passed her by, and she pulled the stupid hot girl next to her out of the line and went in. Disappointment flooded through her, but she wouldn't let this stop her. She was going to be on that red carpet one day. One day, she would be the first choice. Now, the red carpet stretched out in front of me, bringing back 100 memories of such carpets and crowds from my time as a model. The Jaguar wasn't the largest club in Belize, but it certainly had flair. The red carpet leading to the entrance looked like a jaguar's tongue running into the large open maw of the creature. Giant fangs stretched down from the ceiling to form the frame of the doors that the waiting crowd had to walk through. To one side, behind the ropes, a crowd was waiting, buzzing with anticipation, not only to get into the club, but also for who they might see. The club itself was on the shore of San Pedro, on the thinnest part of the island, barely 700 feet from shore to shore, and less than half of that from the ferry that brought guests here by the truckloads. Half the clubbers were tourists from various countries, hoping to get in on some local action. The other half was a mix of locals and expats. I strode past those waiting in line. I knew what to wear to get in places like this, and I wasn't going to waste my time. I wore a sleek, low-cut red dress that went all the way down to my ankles. A slit on the left side opened a vent to my thigh, and my 5-inch heels completed the effect. I had worn this to a lot of openings, and it always had the desired effect. As I approached the entrance, the bouncer didn't even hesitate. He smiled and opened the door for me, and I placed a 20 in his hand as I passed. That simple gesture was what separated the wheat from the chaff. The chaff were just happy to get in, but the wheat knew what to do and could afford to do it when the time came. I stopped for a second, shaking my head at how fast that attitude of superiority returned, even when it wasn't something I believed anymore. "Wow, I didn't expect that to work. Maddie, you just walked right up and he let you in?" Croissant was on the other side of the Bluetooth earpiece I wore. It would take a close inspection to see it, and even if someone did, they would think it was just a hearing aid. The gold clutch I carried held my phone, along with a small 25 caliber pistol, an all but useless weapon against any serious threat. But if I was searched, it would be a completely expected loadout. Nothing suspicious at all. House music beat down from the massive speaker setup, drowning out all but the most determined conversation. I didn't mind the noise, though. It reminded me of a simpler time. "Are you in the system yet?" I asked my partner. Croissant was in our rented van, parked half a block away, using her superpowers to hack the club's CCTV. The fact that she had powers still blew me away. She could hijack phone signals and travel along them, reading text messages, email, contacts. The list went on. If a phone could contact it, then she could follow it. "Yeah, it's slightly different. A little claustrophobic, if that makes any sense. I've got eyes on you and everyone else in the club." I shook my head. "Nope, it doesn't." As far as I knew, there was no way to stop her and no way to detect her. She went in and out like a ghost. "Regardless, I'm in," she said. Showtime. I headed for the back of the club, the section with real jaguar for seats and booths.